Hi, welcome to another edition of Sports Line Radio. WMIC AM 660 95.3 FM. Eddie Fury of you. Mike Gallagher will be walking in soon from his deadline at the San Lake County News Department, sports section, getting it done. Get that issue ready by Wednesday. Playing basketball right now at Sandusky School. Carroll Lady Tigers at the Sandusky Lady Wolves. That game about to get underway at around 7:50 p.m. for the pregame on the Thumbtugger Sports Crew on thumbtugger.com, Channel 1. You can find the link on Facebook or Twitter also. That's the easiest way to click on that. So tune in for that tonight, girls basketball for that. Our coverage this week on WBGV 92.5. We plan on having coverage 92.5 Wednesday night, Greater Thumb East League action. Going to take another look at the Brown City Green Devils boys basketball team hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates. Our first look at the Harbor Beach Pirates. Another look at the Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team. They're taking on Harbor Beach themselves. Two games this week here on WBGB 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com also. So check that out. Those are our coverage of the games this week. That's Wednesday and Thursday, taking a Friday night off again. Our Sportsline radio show brought to you by Highline Internet, Graf Chevrolet Buick Auto Dealership, Thumb Cellular, Liberty Lanes, Crosley Lexington Laundry, Moore Motors, also, and the AVS Tech Team. We'll be right back for more talk on Sportsline Radio High School Basketball Show here on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM.
Hey, radio listeners. Mike Holland here for Moore Motors in Carroll, Michigan. We have a large inventory of pre-owned 1-ton and 3/4-ton trucks. We also have motorcycle and campers for sale. New inventory every week. Here at Moore Motors, we put the customers first, as it should be. If you don't want to buy a vehicle, we will buy yours. Bring it down and we'll pay it off, even if you owe money on it. Great deals on cars, trucks, SUVs, vans, motorcycles, campers, whatever you're in the market for, you get more at Moore Motors.
The new year has arrived, and with it brings new opportunities to save at Thumb Cellular. Throughout the month of January, Thumb Cellular is doubling all trade-in credits up to $100 extra. That's right. Purchase a new device with an unlimited plan or a 2-year contract and get double on your device trade-in. That's up to $100 in addition to the value of your old device. For those who prefer Apple devices, all iPhone 12 models are also $100 off throughout the month while supplies last. Get yours before they're gone. And while you're at it, be sure to check out Thumb Cellular's brand new unlimited plans. These new plans offer no overage fees, no service contracts, and greater flexibility. Stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky for more information. Terms and conditions apply. Speak with a customer service representative for details.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our tractor lineup, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by Jones Equipment, rental, sales, and service in Fort Gratiot today.
All right, jamming our way through this Sportsline Radio High School Basketball Show. Going into the Blue Water Area Conference. The standings right now, as it stands, 5-0 in the Blue Water Area Conference for boys basketball. In first place is the Richmond Blue Devils. In second place, Crosby Lexington. They are 6-1 overall, 10-3 overall. Richmond 10-1 overall, 7-6 overall, but 5-1. For second place, tied with Crosby Lexington. Crosby Lexington has a tiebreaker after getting their victory over Emily City in the first meeting. Emily City 5-1. 4-3 overall in the BWAC standings is Yale. They are 10-3 overall. Armada is 4-3 in league play. 8-5 overall. Almont 1-6 in league play. 4-9 overall. 1-6 is North Branch, 3-8 overall in Algonac. 0-6, 2-8 overall. Big games coming up for Yale and Croswell Lexington in boys basketball. This coming Thursday, Yale is at Croswell Lexington in boys basketball action. That's this Thursday, Yale at Croswell Lexington. Looks like that's the only game for this week for Croswell Lexington. They're coming off wins last week over North Branch and Armada in the second meeting, so they got that notch taken. 65-39 was the victory for Croswell Lexington. The first meeting between those two teams went into overtime, and Croswell Lexington won 54-51. And with their victory over North Branch last week, in the beginning of the week, 69-35. So averaging over 60-plus points last week already. Next week, they'll have Algonac in the second meeting at Emily City at Emily City's court. Next week, first meeting, we cover that game on Stanley Broadcasting. It was a win, 55-33, Croswell Lexington over Emily City. Now, hanging on in second place, or actually first place, undefeated in the Blue Water Area League conference standings. Richmond last week got the win over Croswell Lexington in Armada. That was about 2 weeks ago over Croswell Lexington, 53-44. Last week, they got their second crack also at the Armada Tigers, 66-54. Their first, I do believe, run in there with Armada, because they'll meet again on February 24th. So we're counting down the final days of the month of February already, believe it or not. So Richmond defeated Armada in the first meeting last week on the 24th. That was a Tuesday night game, 66-54. That was the only game they had. Tonight, they're supposed to be playing at Marine City tonight. Boys basketball game tonight. Non-conference game. Getting some competition underneath. And then on February 1st, the first day of February, Richmond will host Algonac. And then three games this week. NBA-like schedule. February 3rd. That is a Friday. Friday, they'll have Emily City at Emily City. So it's kind of like a little bit of a trap game there for the Richmond Blue Devils, possibly. Yale only, believe, one loss. Make that two losses in league play. So they're kind of behind, three losses in league play for Yale. 4-3, so two games behind right now in the running. Emily City, Croswell Lexington still. Emily City would love to get that win over Richmond this week. Come next week also. And, this week, yeah, February 3rd. And then Richmond just has to win out to hold on to that first place spot. So otherwise, Croswell Lexington's hoping that Emily City can get the win over Emily City. So those are some big games this week. Croswell Lexington against Yale. Emily City against Richmond this week also in a battle there. But Armada themselves having some trouble last week. Back-to-back losses. And those are tough when you have Richmond and Croswell Lexington lined up on your schedule. Second meeting for Croswell was victorious handily, 65-39 on the 27th. That was a Friday night game for Croswell Lexington to get the win over Armada. And then Armada losing on Tuesday last week against Richmond, 54-66. We know Armada can score points. This week, they're facing Kingston boys basketball team. Class Seaside School, that is tomorrow night. Some tough competition there for Kingston, but for Armada as well. Kingston, pretty good team themselves. And then on February 2nd, that would be a Thursday, Groundhog Day, I believe, they'll take on Almont's home. That's Armada hosting Almont's this week. That's their schedule. Almont themselves, not doing so great this season. In fact, they've had back-to-back losses to Yale and Emily City last week. Got a win over Algonac a couple weeks ago. But their loss, 47-58 last week to Yale on the 24th. And on the 27th, a loss in overtime to Emily City, 53-63. Hopefully, they're playing a little bit better. Tomorrow, they'll be at Southfield Christian. And then they'll have Armada this week, hopefully to pull off an upset against Armada themselves. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the Blue Water Area Conference in girls basketball. I want to talk about that, so we are switching the standings from back and forth there. We'll be right back here on Sportsline Radio.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information. Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or anytime is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available, and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860 for Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky.
Shoot on into Croslick's Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Feel free to throw your clothes into one of our high-efficiency washers or super hot dryers. Like our 60-pound washer, which takes 24 quarters but washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. You'll feel like you made a slam dunk when you turn your laundry day into laundry hour. Good luck, area teams from Croslick's Laundry and Tanning, right next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 7 till 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Stop in and Eric, Bonnie, and Darlene will be happy to assist you.
Listen daily to this station for school closings and weather-related announcements. Brought to you by Wolverine Sales and Service in Sandusky, your Boss Snowplow headquarters. Boss Snowplows, proudly made in Michigan. Give Wolverine Sales and Service a call today at 810-648-4983.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right, welcome back. Sportsline Radio High School basketball show. Taking a look at the standings in the Blue Water Area Conference. We talked about the boys. We switch over now to the girls' basketball standings for girls' basketball. In first place, North Branch Broncos girls' basketball team. North Branch girls' basketball team in first place. Lady Broncos 8-0, 13-1 overall. Their lone loss was to Armada. No, wait, that's Croswell. Excuse me. Their lone loss was to Oxford, 36-38. Two-point loss. Just a two-point loss for North Branch. Last week, got victories over Ortonville Brandon, 38-27. A good win there. And against Yale. Yale's a tough team, but North Branch came out on top, winning 36-25 to remain in first place, two games ahead of Emily City, who is 11-4 overall now. And Emily City, last week, back-to-back losses. They lost to Almont. Huge upset there. One-point win for the Almont Raiders girls basketball team over Emily City, 35-36. And, of course, North Branch, a couple weeks ago on Friday night, defeated Emily City 31-46 for the win. Tomorrow night, it'll be Armada Tigers girls basketball team at Emily City. Armada is 5-3, three games behind first place North Branch, and they just pretty much got to win out to get back into this and maybe hope for a tie. Yale 4-4 in league play, Elmont 4-4 in league play, Croswell Lexington 3-5 in league play, so five games behind the first place by Algonac 1-7 in league play. North Branch 13-1 overall, Emily City 11-4 overall, 9-6 overall is Armada girls. Yale girls basketball team 8-6 overall, 8-7 is Elmont. Croswell Lexington 6-8, Algonac 4-8. Second place in the league standings for the Emily City Spartans girls basketball team, 6-2 in league play, two games behind. They're at Armada and then Richmond this week. They'll face Croswell Lexington in 2 weeks in at Yale. Can't look past Yale, that's for sure, or even Croswell Lexington for that matter now. Their second meeting will be against North Branch and hope for a first place tie. They can win out and hope for a North Branch loss this week. Holding out hopes for that. So that's in about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks time here for Emily City. So they'll have league games against Armada this week. Tomorrow night, hosting Armada. And then Richmond on February 3rd. That's Friday night for Emily City. In second place at 6-2. Costly lost. Yeah, that costly loss last week against Elmont, 35-36, puts them two games behind first place North Branch. So they need some help to get back in that running. Armada 5-3, three games behind, and they could be a factor in helping Emily City. But they're at Emily City, and Emily City needs to be at Armada. And they're also facing Elmont this week. Armada girls basketball team this week. Tomorrow night at Emily City, and then February 3rd, Friday nights, they are hosting Elmont. And then they'll have a meeting against North Branch at North Branch on February 9th in a couple weeks' time. And Emily City would love Armada to beat them if Emily City defeats Armada also. So many scenarios. Yale Lady Bulldogs, just a lot of fight in this dog, but just keeps coming up short against some of these big teams. But vast improvement. They are scoring points. They'll have Richmond tomorrow night, hosting Richmond, and then Macomb Lance Cruz North this week also. That'll be on February 2nd this week. And then three games this week. They'll be at Croswell Lexington on February 3rd. Yale at Croswell Lexington, a Friday night game for that one. So be sure to check that one out. If you're out and about, looking at the Elmont Raiders girls basketball team, they are 2-2 in league play. Overall, they are 8-7. And they got that huge win over Emily City, helping North Branch to extend their lead in first place by two games. 36-35 was that big win for Elmont Raiders. And earlier in the week, they had a win over Clyle, 57-47, so three straight wins for Elmont. They lost to Yale themselves also, 32-38, back on the 17th. So the Elmont Raiders this week is at North Branch in Armada. Emily City needs their help to get that win over North Branch tomorrow. Can they pull it off? I mean, they pulled off the win over Emily City last week, 36-35. So they'll have their crack at North Branch tomorrow night. Good luck to the Elmont Raiders girls basketball team. Croswell Lexington this week, they're coming off two straight wins. Last couple games over Richmond, 33-32. And a big win over Armada, 50-48 for Croswell. So, man, everybody's beating each other right now. Is it North Branch's turn to fall to one of these teams? Croswell Lexington at Algonac tomorrow. And then they'll host Yale come Friday night, February 3rd also. Next week, they'll have some a cross-conference game at Brown City. In fact, they'll have three straight road games in a couple weeks. Brown City, Emily City, and Elmont. They end the season at North Branch also. You know, they can score points. Just what the team is going to show up that day. Algonac, you know, far behind. They lost to Richmond in 31-32 last week, and got the win over Chesterfield, Austin Catholic this week, Croswell Lexington, and against North Branch. Algonac will host them on February 3rd. Richmond on the bobbin at 1-7 in league play, 3-10 overall. They had a win over Algonac last week, 32-31. Earlier last week, they lost to Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, 29-41. This week, they'll be at Yale tomorrow night, and then at Emily City on February 3rd. That's the Blue Water Area Conference girls basketball schedule for this week. A lot of big games going on. You can go to the MHSAA and check out the Blue Water Area Conference girls basketball standings and some of those tight games coming up. But Emily City's got to win out, and they need help from other teams this week against North Branch this week also to get back in that race. We'll be right back for the wrap-up of this first hour of Sportsline Radio on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. Coming up in the next hour, Mike Gallagher will be joining us from the San Luis County News also. Take a look at the rest of the Thumb area in basketball in the Greater Thumb East, Greater Thumb West, and the North Central Thumb League in girls and boys basketball when we come back. Farmers, right now when it's cold and snowy and you're not in the field, this is the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere Specialist at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. So call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer with 10 locations serving Michigan farmers. In Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Fenton, Lapeer, Reese, Sagatall, and Birch Run. You can visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the Thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information. Since 1991, Kraft Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Kraft team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Kraft sales professionals. Get information on a great deal and see the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks, plus Buick Envisions, Encores, and Enclaves. If they don't have the model you want, you can order it. And more new vehicles are arriving daily. Graf is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Graf Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky, where they treat you like friends and family.
Graf family, we're making friends.
What is that football music you hear? Yes, it is. The Super Bowl is set, folks. Before we get back to basketball, got to talk about that. Some calls were made. Again, some fans not happy about some of the calls. The officiating. What was pretty much clear-cut was Philadelphia Eagles winning over the San Francisco 49ers 31-7. San Francisco had no quarterbacks that could throw. They're all injured. The backup fourth-string quarterback comes in for Brock Purdy, and then he gets injured in the third. Back in is Brock Purdy, who was out in the first quarter. Really couldn't pass much. He had to just keep running the ball. And that doomed San Francisco, but, you know, tip of the hat goes to the Philadelphia Eagles. Good defense, good offense, obviously. 31-7 during the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, 121 yards in that game. And they'll take on the Kansas City Chiefs, who eliminated last year's Super Bowl finalists, the Cincinnati Bengals, 23-20. Maybe a little bit of a bonehead call by a defensive player, but there were other plays that Cincinnati had to complete. They had a chance to take this game also. So they had possession. Well, a couple minutes left, but just could not get it done. Could not get it down the field. 23-20, Kansas City over Cincinnati will be Philadelphia, Kansas City for the Super Bowl. Super Bowl. That'll be a couple weeks. Really excited about that.
You're on the Thumbs Information Station, 660 WMIC AM Sandusky and 95.3 FM W237 EQ Sandusky.
Mike Gallagher Sportsline.
No, it's the
basketball show.
It's the Eddie Fury Sportsline show tonight.
Are you sure?
I was a half an hour late tonight, so.
What?
Yeah.
You got deadline though. That's, you have an excuse. I don't.
Yeah.
I have no excuse. So.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, I was here before you last week, so.
You were, weren't
I was,
you?
Yeah.
I can just roll in like half asleep.
Half asleep, yeah.
I had to get my beauty sleep.
You had to get your grandpa nap in.
I did. Speaking of, changing diapers, Scotty B's in the studio.
Yes.
Terrible segue.
Listen to that.
Hey, it works, though. I'll take it. I do that, so.
Obviously, it is, and then I mentioned this in the last segment. Tonight's a big night, I guess, in girls basketball. We're going to start off in that point right here. By the way, you like the Alan Parsons? That's the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
Theme, you know, remember
it's
that?
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That's actually, did you know that's Alan Parsons Project? The band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
We like to do the music trivia here, so. I didn't know it was called Sirius, though.
So. I never knew the name of it. I just knew it was
the Chicago Bulls.
The Bulls. Yeah.
Have you ever been to a game?
To a Bulls
Chicago?
Game? Or? No.
In Chicago?
No.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Walking in there with my Pistons jersey. All right. It felt like Ron Artest was going to hit me or something. I was like, walking in this. Okay. All right. So high school girls basketball in the Greater Thumb East, Sandusky right now holding in first place. We're going to get back in their coverage. They are 6-0, 13-2 overall. Two losses to Cass City, and they also lost to Emily City. Emily City, by the way, I talked about last week, losing to Almont by 1 point, two games behind now, also girls basketball.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising. You know, they lost to North Branch. That was their first loss in, 3 years in the BWAC? Now you got back-to-back losses. But, I mean, that just tells you how good the BWAC is this year.
Yeah, and there's a lot of scenarios that can happen in the next 2 weeks that Emily City needs help from other teams that could potentially beat North Branch. But Armada has Emily City this week also, so Emily City can't far too far behind. Because these are guys, when you get three games behind, it's kind of hard to get back in there.
So. Yeah, especially with the BWAC. I mean, it seems like North Branch, Emily City are the heavy hitters, but you said Almont beat them?
Yep, by 1 point.
So, it's going to be it'll be tough if fall back that far behind. I mean, two games right now seems like a big hole for Emily City to come back, but
you kind of want to be in that area where you're just one game back, so you still kind of control your own destiny. You don't want to be in the situation where you need help, especially because nobody's really come close to North Branch this year.
As of right now, no.
So far. So,
have you had a chance to see them yet?
Yeah, I saw them against Emily City.
Okay,
they looked good. Bailey Gormley, who just committed to SC4. She shoots the lights out.
She's going to play hoops, or what is she going to do?
She's going to play hoops.
She could play volleyball, too.
Yeah,
you know?
She could, yeah. Right. Her love was basketball, so she decided to go with that. She was looking at a couple other colleges, but decided to go with SC4, so that's a huge get for the Skips. I think that as long as she keeps shooting, she was sick last week. They still were able to get a victory without her. So you got players stepping up when they need to and get the victories. I think North Branch right now, they're looking good. They haven't won a conference title since the late 80s, so it's been a little while.
Wow, that's just some front page news for the Tuscola County Advertiser.
Right?
I'm waiting. Not only going to be on front page for volleyball, but also front page for basketball. So it'd be a big accomplishment there.
Absolutely.
And I talked about the BWAC boys. I went through the records. Crosley Lexington getting some key wins. The second meeting against Armada was a huge one.
Yeah.
Now they kind of need a little bit of help, but they can also help themselves if they beat Richmond in the second meeting.
They're still only a game back, and you know, obviously the Richmond loss was tough, but you knew that they were going to respond. I don't think I quite expected them to beat Armada that badly, just because you know, the first time they took them to overtime, and they're a great team.
Yeah. Yeah,
but man, they were just on a mission Friday night. It was 23-9 after the first quarter, and 41-16 by halftime. And you know, from there, it's over. After, I mean, you can't come back from that.
But. Obviously, the threes were falling, lights out, up and down, fast break plays.
Typical Croslex defense, you know, forcing turnovers and creating offense off of that.
I got to talk to Coach Lester after the game on Friday night.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the Armada game coming up. I'm like, well, I said, it sounds like Armada got beat up pretty bad tonight. He's like, really? Because they pushed Croslex to overtime last time. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, well, apparently they had a bunch of pent-up aggression that they decided to take out on them tonight. So he was kind of shocked by that. So, I mean, you know, it's a nice win for Croslex as they start building back up. I'm sure they're, you know, salivating at that Richmond rematch.
Well, and it's a lot different playing Croslex at home. You know, when they played Armada the first time around, that was at Armada.
Yeah.
The Richmond loss was at Richmond. But it's hard to beat Croslex on their home court.
Well, they can't look past Yale. Yale's a decent team.
No.
Young team.
And they hung with them for three quarters. Yeah. I mean, it was just the third quarter. It was a third quarter run, and, you know, that kind of sealed it. But throughout the other three quarters, it was a ball game. So
we're going to find out when the Groundhog comes out Thursday whether Croswell Lexington is going to win or lose. That's on Thursday, right? February 2nd? Groundhog Day?
I think so.
Yeah? I'll have to look that up.
I think so, yeah. Sounds about right.
I don't know why that's relevant to basketball, but okay. All right. When we come back, we'll get to that Greater Thumb East. Let's touch on it real quick right now. Standing-wise, Sandusky 6-0, 13-2 overall. The two losses, as this discussion went left, 13-2, loss to Cass City in overtime. And our other loss was to
Emily City,
that's right.
Which is how we got sidetracked.
Right, yes. 48-51. Marlette 4-1, their loss in league play was to Sandusky. We covered that game. Two losses for Harbor Beach. The loss to Marlette also that we had covered last week. We're going to see Harbor Beach again, but this time taking on Sandusky this week. And then Ubley 3-3. Are they playing Deckerville tonight, girls basketball, or not?
Yep,
so they are going to get that game in.
Yeah, and that could potentially be a preview of a district final.
Year's rematch.
Yeah.
So,
but you look at Marlette, and I don't know if there was a team that had a better week than Marlette last week, because, you know, we said it after the Sandusky loss. You know, you're not out of this. You just got to get out there and just continue to keep winning games. And that's a tough week, Ubley and Harbor Beach. Those are two great teams in the East. They both play great defense. You know, the Ubley game was 28-14. And, you know, the Harbor Beach game a little bit more high scoring. And, you know, the Marlette defense, I mean, it's been fantastic. 30 turnovers against Ubley, 37 against Harbor Beach.
But they also had a lot of turnovers themselves.
They did, Marlette, But...
But
that doesn't fit my narrative.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot to mention that.
So. Yeah. No, but a great week for Marlette. Yes. You know, they still control their own destiny. They got a couple of easier games coming up now, and you know, that rematch with Sandusky coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah. So Marlette, one of your coverage area teams here, Scotty, they have KPAC and Memphis this week, home and then an away game. Back-to-back wins over Ubley and Harbor Beach. Good rivals there. They'll have that second meeting against Sandusky on February 16th. Before that, they'll have KPAC, Memphis, and Brown City. Never want to sleep on Brown City.
Yeah.
I've seen Brown City have, like, a terrible year and then, boom, win a district championship and beat Sandusky.
Yeah.
That should have won a district championship. So, and they're all good coaches. Obviously, Al DeMott on a level now.
Yeah,
he's going to keep winning. He says, I'm going to go maybe 8-20, this year.
Well,
Cindy Burton and a longtime coach,
Kathy Storm. Kathy Storm, And it's really tough to win in Brown City, you know. Brown City gave them a game when it was at Marlette. They were up at halftime. Marlette responded in the third quarter with a nice run, but you can't do that at Brown City because you know, they'll come away with the upset. You know,
Marlette is hoping for an upset for Harbor Beach to win over Sandusky on February 2nd and Thursday. That's going to be one of our game of the weeks. It's Sandusky at Harbor Beach, but first Sandusky has to take care of Carroll. Adam Lamore, player of the year candidate, obviously. a high candidate.
Probably more than a candidate. Yeah. I mean, she's the three-time reigning All-Thumb Player of the Year. So,
who want to see a good player in the court, go to the game tonight at Sandusky. It's Carroll at Sandusky tonight. So a pretty good high-caliber game. We'll see what happens, though, because Sandusky can throw a lot of defense. Carroll, though, is a pretty decent team this year.
Yeah, they are. They have pieces around her this year. They suffered a loss last week, or 2 weeks ago now, to Cass City. So they have that loss. Then they got pushed to overtime against Reese. Now, the biggest thing about Carroll right now coming into this game, they did not play at all last week. They had Bad Axe on Thursday. That got snowed out. So they have not played in over, a week and a half at least. Wow. So it's been a little while. That's either going to be refreshing for them or they're going to come in rusty. Yeah. And when you're playing against Al DeMont at Sandusky, you don't want to come in rusty because you'll definitely pay for it. I mean, you play Al DeMont anywhere, actually. Right. You come in rusty and you're in trouble. So it'll be interesting. But real quick, going back to the Sandusky at Harbor Beach game, that's kind of a trap game for Sandusky. At Harbor Beach, forget about it. That's a terrible place to play if you're Sandusky.
Because Harbor Beach is a Jekyll and Hyde type of team year in, year out, it seems like.
Well, they played Sandusky tight the first time around, and you know they're a team that's been improving throughout the season. They've been doing great in Greater Thumb East play. So, yeah, absolutely a trap game. And we've said it on the show before. I don't know what it is about Harbor Beach, but
it's tough to play up there.
It's hard to win up there. I don't know.
Yeah, hard to win up there,
I don't know if it's the lake effect or, you know, long drive or what it is, but it's hard to win at Harbor Beach.
All right, for the Greater Thumb West, so Sandusky going to lead by two games or one game. Marlette just needs to win out and get help from Harbor Beach to get back and get a tie in that race. Carroll themselves, they are in second place, one loss. Bad Axe, one loss. Reese, three losses in league play. But on top is the Cass City Red Hawks basketball team, girls basketball. And with Carroll not playing Bad Axe, that's why this is where the situation is. Also later this week, tomorrow, this is the NBA-like schedule for Carroll. They're at Sandusky. They're at Lakers. They're hosting Lakers tomorrow. And they're on the road at Vassar on the 2nd. So NBA-like schedule, like you said, they didn't have a game for over a week and a half. They're going to get a lot of practice in this week. Cass City themselves are in the running right now. They do have a couple losses. Saginaw Valley Lutheran to Kingston and Saginaw Heritage, three straight losses.
Yeah.
But last week, wins over Reese, Keeley, Gwynn, over Lakers. And speaking of Harbor Beach, they only won by 8 points in that game. Or they lost to Harbor Beach.
They lost to Harbor Beach. They were without one of their star players. So they struggled in that game. But I think they have Bad Axe tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Okay, so that'll be a big game because the first time around with Bad Axe was a battle, and they're going to be at Bad Axe, which is another tough place to play. They got a buzzer beater win at Bad Axe last year, so that'll be a big game for them, especially with the way things went the first time around. You know that they're going to try to get that victory at home. Bad Axe is Catherine Himmel, a heck of a player up there. Coach Dennis is going to have the girls ready and going for that upset. I wouldn't say so much of a big upset, but looking to knock off the top dog in the West and the girls.
And plus to get themselves right back in a race.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it would be a three-way tie.
Yeah.
But because they didn't get to play Carroll. But this
and week, I think Carroll Cass City square off next week.
Yeah.
So we'll see the rematch right away.
Reese is sneaky.
They are sneaky. They have the ability for an upset.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, they almost knocked Carroll off. They went to overtime. They came back from, like, down double digits against Bad Axe, almost knocked them off. So they have the ability to do it. It would be it'd be an interesting thing if Reese could pull off one upset this season.
It's going to be a big game for Bad Axe. They're hosting Cass City, and then they'll host Reese this week in league play. They're playing on a Saturday also, hosting Peck, apparently. Is that game still going to happen?
Yeah, yep. So that was rescheduled from earlier in the year.
That doubleheader?
I don't remember if it was snow.
Oh, okay.
It's I believe it's JV girls, varsity girls, varsity boys, JV boys,
so varsity. Quadruple header.
Yeah, I think it's four games. And Peck girls, their game tonight against Akron Fairgrove got canceled. But if it wasn't, they were going to play Akron Fairgrove tonight, Owen Gage tomorrow, All Saints on Thursday, and then Bad Axe on Saturday.
I think they're kind of happy they didn't play that game today. Then,
this
upcoming week.
Yeah.
So. All right, so a tight race in the Greater Thumb West as well in the Greater Thumb East. So a lot can happen this week and next week also. And everybody needs to help each other. Teams that are in second place right now, you know, they need other people's help. And we'll see what happens. So, all right, when we come back, we'll have more coming up.
Tired of slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 Series is part of our tractor lineup, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by Jones Equipment, rental, sales, and service in Fort Gratiot today.
Our overnight forecast, mostly to partly cloudy, cold. Low temperatures 2 to 5 above. Becoming sunny for Tuesday, highs 14 to 17. For Wednesday, partly sunny, some morning flurries, highs about 25. For the WMIC and WTGV 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John McMurray.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or anytime is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available, and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860 for Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky. Since 1991, Kraft Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Kraft team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Kraft sales professionals. Get information on a great deal and see the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks, plus Buick Envisions, Encores, and Enclaves. If they don't have the model you want, you can order it, and more new vehicles are arriving daily. Kraft is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Kraft Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Kraft Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky, where they treat you like friends and family.
Kraft family, we're making friends.
Okay, welcome back to Sportsline Radio, high school basketball show. Honored to have Scott Mosby, Scotty B, from the Tuscola County Advertiser sports reporter in studio tonight.
Yeah, it's a rarity that I get over here on a Monday. It's a rarity I cover anything on a Monday, to be honest with you. So
that's how you know it's a big game tonight in Sandusky.
Yeah. Carroll Girls at Sandusky Girls tonight. Get out there. It starts at 7:30 p.m. if you're listening in and you're in the area. All right, so we'll move on to the Greater Thumb Conference in boys basketball. Let's start off with the East. This is going to be the game of the night. This Wednesday night, I decided, speaking of Harbor Beach, they can pull off some funny wins.
Yeah.
And this is a trap game, I believe, also for Brown City. They're taking on Harbor Beach this Wednesday. At home, though, against Harbor Beach, that'll be Wednesday night, February 1st.
Okay. And you're going to be doing that game this
week? Yeah.
And then you're going to do Sandusky Harbor Beach girls?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, some pretty
nice
good
week
games
for some Harbor Beach coverage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Got to get him in. That'll be the first time I'll be seeing him. No, actually, for boys. Girls, you know, saw them last week against Marlette. 6-0 is Brown City. They're 12-1. Last week, got that win over Sandusky. We had that covered. 42-37. Sandusky had this lead.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
They had this lead throughout. And then
they were up 10 after the first quarter.
Yeah.
Brown City was ice cold in the first quarter. But you knew the shots were going to start to fall eventually. And, you know, Gaden Muxlow just took over in the fourth quarter. And I was talking to Coach Hatton that night after the game, and he said, you know, because it's kind of become a theme with this team, like big comebacks or
second half team.
Yeah, second half team. He's like, you know, sometimes we just have to get punched in the mouth before we can actually go out and do anything. But, yeah, I mean, just a gutty win. But Sandusky was impressive too. I saw him earlier this year against Deckerville at Little Caesars Arena. But they did a great job defending Muxlow in the first half. Well, Jackson Cartanis.
Yeah, one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty much man-to-man defense throughout the whole night.
And then Brennan Long in the second half, you know, he's quite a bit smaller than Muxlow, and he was doing a good job as well. And, you know, in that fourth quarter, it was kind of funny because, you know, there was two possessions in a row. Muxlow just drives right to the basket. You know, right into traffic, hits the layup, and
one. He winds his way through three players and just lays it up.
Yep. And
Orton drew a foul sometimes, but made all his free throws on his three-point plays.
And the second time he did it, you know, the Sandusky kids just turn around. They're just like, you know, what can you do? I mean, he's just running right up the middle. And
if you start hacking him, he's making all his free throws.
Yeah, but that was a great game. It definitely lived up to the hype. Yeah. And, you know, Sandusky's still in that situation. You know, you're a game back. You keep taking care of business, and, you know, you'll get another shot at Brown City.
Sandusky tried coming back near the end. They made some big threes. Just a 5-point loss, just ran out of time, you know, when they got hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a bad break for them, but they'll get another crack at them. So.
Yeah. And they bounced back with a very impressive win against Memphis.
Yeah.
Because that could have been a letdown game, you know. That was on the road. I don't know a whole lot about Memphis, but, you know, it's nice to see a team, you know, that suffers a tough loss like that, you know, bounce back with a pretty impressive win. And then Brown City, you know, they had no trouble with K-Pac on Friday. Muxlow went for 37. I believe that's either the fourth or fifth time he scored at least 37 points in a game. He's averaging 29 for the season. So, I mean, Brown City, they're starting to get some first place votes in the TSA poll, and you know, they've kind of separated themselves in the East. But we've talked about it on the show before. Like,
I finally voted in the poll, and I'm sorry, Brown City. I didn't give you that number one vote.
Yeah, because you always vote BWAC.
I have to.
Yeah.
You know, it was an impressive week for Croswell, so.
It was, yeah. And, you know, their strength of schedule is,
So.
But, you know, Brown City playing extremely well right now, and that was a great win against Sandusky. Yeah. Great atmosphere. You know, we had the bad weather and everything, but people still came out, and, you know, it was a great game.
All right, so this Wednesday night on WBGV 92.5, it's Brown City hosting Harbor Beach. That'll be a Wednesday night, February 1st. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. Check it out. Also for Brown City, they're at Memphis now. Sandusky with that loss, they're just one game behind. 5-1, 8-6 overall. Sandusky, like you said, a good bounce-back win themselves. After that loss to Brown City over Memphis, right?
Mm,
yeah, 46-16. They'll be at Harbor Beach themselves on February 3rd. That should be the only game this week for Sandusky. So a good week of practice prepared for this game at Harbor Beach. Very important game. But Harbor Beach themselves, they got Brown City and then Sandusky back-to-back.
Yeah.
Harbor Beach themselves is 2-3, 4-7 overall. So tough schedule for Harbor Beach.
Oh, and they had a tough game with Marlette last Friday, too. Yeah. You know, that was a 2-point game going into the fourth quarter. You know, a great job by Harbor Beach, you know, finish off the win. I think they ended up winning by 12, maybe, but... yeah, you can't count out Ron Rubel. I mean, he's a great coach, and you know he's going to win some games. So
he was at the girls' basketball game too. By the
okay,
way. Yeah, he was up high in the stands there.
Nice
for the Harbor Beach girls and Marlette game. So Harbor Beach at Brown City. Then they'll have hosting Sandusky on February 3rd. Our coverage will be the girls' game, Sandusky at Harbor Beach girls, and then in a couple weeks they have Ubley K-Pac. They'll have also Carroll, Memphis, Marlette again, and Deckerville on that schedule, and Marlette and Deckerville and Bad Axe also. So,
what did Ubley do last week? Did they have a game last week? Or
themselves, now remember they suffered those back-to-back losses to Sandusky and Brown City.
Right, yeah.
Their game at Marlette.
That one got snowed out.
Yeah,
I think.
Snowed out.
Did they have a game Friday or no?
I don't believe they did.
Okay. Yeah. So they've been off for a little while now too.
They will be at Memphis hosting them, actually hosting Memphis this week in K-Pac. So
there you go.
You know, get yourself
reset
before you have your rivalry again at Harbor Beach on February 8th. They won the first meeting 47-40. And everybody thought that Ubley was going to be the hot team, but then back-to-back losses to Brown City and Sandusky on their own home court also. Mm-hmm. They are 2-3, 4-7 overall at this point. Marlette themselves, boys basketball, they have K-Pac and Mayville this week. They are a young team, right?
Mayville or Marlette?
Marlette.
Yeah. Marlette, yes. Yeah. Talked to a parent, not going to give any names, at the beginning of the season, and said, yeah, they're going to take their lumps this year. They're going to grow. They're going to learn, but they are young this year. And, you know, you can see it sometimes. Quentin Sarton comes up with some big games. I mean, it seems like every night that we get a box score, he's scoring double digits at least. So, I mean, he's having a good season. Just looking for some players around him to step up. Aaron Bauer has some nice nights. So it'll be interesting to see how they continue to grow. But, you know, you tell me all the time, Tristan Pennington always seems to be good for one upset at least a year. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure he's got that in his back pocket waiting to pull it out somewhere along the line deeper into the season. So.
Either against Brown City or Sandusky.
Oh, I'm
maybe.
Sure he would love that.
Yeah, right?
One of those, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's encouraging to see, you know, they almost beat Sandusky. They almost beat Harbor Beach. Now this week, I don't want to say they should be the favorite against Mayville because Mayville's been playing pretty well,
yeah.
too. And K-Pac, that's a team they actually lost to the first time around. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. You can kind of gauge the improvement of the team that they've had so far with that K-Pac game on Friday. So
huge interest here for Cass City boys basketball in the Greater Thumb West. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight wins. Another buzzer beater win against the Lakers last week, 43-45, and even some fisticuffs happening in the center of the court there. That was broken up quickly.
Yeah.
Wins over Reese, 55-37, but another buzzer beater again for Cass City.
I don't even know what to say anymore. You know,
you know, I was going to put that in the thread. Goes probably another buzzer beater.
Yeah.
I was going to put that, but I think a few of us.
Well, I jokingly.
And it was a different name, too. It was
Yeah. And I jokingly told Jason Parmenter, he was there shooting photos, and I said, hey, get your camera. I'll be ready. And
yeah.
I think JB even told him, record it.
Yeah.
Jokingly, I said that. And sure enough, you know, and he said that he hits the three-pointer. And I'm like, wait a second. Did they just win the game on another buzzer beater? Sure enough, they did. And it's just, you know, and I keep going back to what Coach Fernald said, and, you know, it's better to be lucky than good. And they're good and they're lucky. So that's the thing, is that they're battling to get them to that point. And, you know, they do get behind in some games. The Carroll game they got behind, they battled back. They're able to win the game on a last-second shot. So, you know, it's – I hope they can continue to be on the right side of those buzzer beaters because, you know, the deeper they get, obviously, they're going to have to – take on some more challenges. I know that they still have Laker on the schedule again, so that should be an amazing rematch coming up.
And they still got Mad Axe again.
Still got Carroll, too.
Big game this week, in fact. Yeah, yes. Big game this week. They lost to Mad Axe earlier in the season, 41-50 in the beginning of January, and now they get the crack at him to come February 1st on a Wednesday night at Mad Axe. Cass City at Mad Axe, that's the huge game. That could be the point where the two-way tie right now for first place is broken up.
Yeah, it definitely could be. And I was saying, you know, the other night, if you're a Cass City fan, you're obviously rooting for your team, but you're also rooting for Carroll, too, on last week because Carroll was playing Bad Axe. Unfortunately, Carroll couldn't come up with the upset to help them out, but they were able to do their own good, get the win, and now they put themselves in the driver's seat to go up into Bad Axe, get the victory. And I think they that would break up the tie. So I think that they're sitting right where they want to be right now. And
another buzzer beater, maybe?
I wouldn't put it past them. I've seen some pretty amazing stuff up in Bad Axe, and with this Cass City squad, who knows?
Then on February 3rd, they'll have Unionville Seaboy. You never want to sleep on a USA team. So,
yeah, and yeah. I was just going to say the race for the Greater Thumb West Conference championship title, it's going to be so interesting because the West is just so good.
Yeah.
Because we've seen it. You can't count out Carroll.
No,
you know, that's not a gimme game anymore. Reese, you can't count out Reese.
No.
Vassar, you can't count out Vassar. And then you got the top dogs at the top, too, that are all going to beat up on each other.
Yep.
So it's really going to be interesting to see who comes out on top after all this.
Just a two-point win in the last meeting between Bad Axe and Reese. Bad Axe got the win 57-55.
Yep.
So they have Cass City this week on Wednesday, and then Friday night they host Reese Rockets. So a big week here.
Yeah.
For the Bad Axe Hatches themselves, and then they have a Peck game. You can't. This is a decent Peck team.
Yeah,
also,
don't look past Peck.
Yeah, don't sit on them.
They would love to knock off a Greater Thumb West opponent. Yeah.
So, and then they'll have Lakers in a couple weeks also, Bad Axe. So a big next 2 weeks for them. And they got Sanford Meridian. That's another a non-league game, some competition you want to get in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Does Peck have a big?
A couple bigs, yeah. They got the Affer kid.
Because they got Braun over there.
It's Alex Affer. Not Kyle, like I said the whole game last time.
Well, we know Affer can jump. That's a gimme. So,
yeah.
That interesting game, it's Saturday. Who knows what could happen with all.
Yeah. Long day of basketball.
Absolutely.
And that gives Scotty an excuse to go see that game because he can hit Lugos, right?
I could do that. I could do that as well. That's a great point. So never just put it out of my
Me and Scotty are going to the Cork Pine on Saturday.
Oh,
we're
going
to be in Vassar.
Speaking of Vassar, Vassar this week will be playing Reese Boys this Wednesday, and they'll be at Bad Axe also. Vassar themselves is 1-5 in league play. Carroll 2-4. Reese 4-2. Lakers 4-2. Cassidy 5-1. Bad Axe is 5-1 also. But is that right for Vassar 1-5 in league play?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they struggled when they got into league play. They lost a couple games in a row. I think they knocked off USA.
Yeah.
So they're definitely looking for an upswing.
And Carroll this week has Lakers on Wednesday and at Vassar also, part of the Ice Fest.
Carroll's 2-4 record is, I don't want to say a little bit misleading, but it definitely could have, it could swing in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You know, they've had multiple teams on the ropes, including Brown City. So,
all right, so that's a Greater Thumb West. A lot of big games this week. All teams involved at the top. Bad Axe at 5-1. Cassidy 5-1. They meet up this Wednesday. Lakers is 4-2 also. Lakers getting that buzzer beater loss to Cassidy last week. This week they have Carroll, and they'll have Otisville Lakeville also this week also. And then they'll have Reese and Bad Axe.
There you
in
go.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Look out. Yeah. That's probably going to decide those two games for Lakers, their fate also.
Mm-hmm.
But also Bad Axe's fate or even Cassidy's fate at this point.
It's all still so up in the air. I don't think we're going to decide anything until the final week of the season.
All right, coming up, the North Central Thumb League and some other tidbits of sports. We'll be right back here on Sportsline.
Feel like a winner when you sport a golden glow from any of the four tanning beds or hecks at Crosslux Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Soaking up some vitamin D during this season will be an extra bonus point. Guard your skin with a variety of tanning lotions or moisturizers. Tanning packages are available. Good luck to the area teams from Crosslux Laundry and Tanning, located next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Stop in and Eric, Bonnie, or Darlene will be happy to assist you.
It's a new year, a new you, and time for a new network. Whether for your home or business, internet dead zones, finicky equipment, and messy cables aren't going to cut it in 2023. The AVS Tech Team is offering a free site survey where they will come to you for a free analysis of your current situation and assist you in building a network that meets your unique needs. There's no cost and no commitment needed for this free site survey, so it's easier than even going to the gym. Following the site survey, our technicians will build you a custom quote for what it'll take to pump up your network and get it working better than ever. There's no time to waste. Get your network in shape this new year with the EBS Tech Team. Call them today at 888-282-4943 or stop by their offices in Pigeon or Sandusky.
Todd Bowers here from More Motors of Caro. We have Ram trucks, including two loaded heavy-duty Cummins diesel, crew cab, and a mega cab. We have a bunch of Chrysler Pacificas coming in next month. In stock now is a great selection of Jeep Wranglers. We have the Sport and Sahara packages with four different engines, the 2.0 turbo, V6 diesel, and 4xe plug-in hybrid. This is the last year for the V6 in Jeep Cherokee. We have three in stock right now. Come in and see me, Todd Bowers, and More Motors, and see why your friends and neighbors are driving a Caro.
All right, welcome back to Sportsline Radio High School Basketball Sports Show. North Central Thumb League in boys basketball. It is the Kingston Cardinals in first place right now, 5-0 in league play, 11-2 overall. Man, they really put themselves up with a pretty good schedule here, Scotty. Winning over Vassar last week and also North Huron. 74-21, a win over Vassar, 51-43. A game that I covered a couple weeks ago. Mike, you were there for the second half where they won 59-45. Very important league game there.
Yeah, Kingston Peck, yeah.
And earlier in the season, mid-January, a 74-37 win. They got the league win over Deckerville also, 65-51. 51 points on Kingston's not bad. But Deckerville hurt themselves. They are 2-3 in league play. Dryden 4-1 in league play because they beat Deckerville themselves.
Yeah, Dryden's still within striking distance, but you know, Kingston took care of them the first time around. You know, right now when you look at the star standings, I mean, it's Kingston's the favorite because they beat everybody. They beat Peck, they beat Deckerville, they beat Dryden. They passed the three biggest tests. Now you do have to, you know, go around and play them again. But,
yeah.
You know, right now you'd have to say that they're the favorite.
I mean, they have to play at Dryden, so that's going to be tough. Tough road game.
Yeah.
You know, Dryden's going to want to have their revenge. You know, it's...
Yeah, because they got their feathers handed to them.
Yeah.
74-37.
The battle of the Cardinals there.
Yeah.
The boys' score?
The boys score.
Wow. Yeah. They took, yeah. Yeah,
wow.
They wrecked them.
Wow.
Clipped their wings.
Yeah. I mean, so they were without Owen Corliss last Friday. They're going to be without him in the next game as well. He'll be back following that game. So luckily for them, no real important conference games going on right now. I mean, obviously, you like to win those non-conference games. It helps you out, especially to have him in there. But so they're going to have him back and everything will be good. But you know, that's by the way, happy birthday to Coach Lester too.
Yeah, that's
birthday
right.
Today. There you go.
I
nice.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
So happy birthday,
what
Coach
year
Dave
was
Lester.
He? Was he class of 89 too, like me? Or I saw him wearing a varsity jacket. It said 89 on
it. It's got to be because he was. I did an interview with him because him and Coach Jay Green were at the last time the Lions won a playoff game. So they went together. I think they were in college, maybe. Yeah, they were in college, I think, when that happened. Or, so they went together. They went to a bunch of games that year. But nonetheless, you know, Kingston, they're looking tough right now. As long as they can keep clicking, keep playing. Ethan Harrington's healthy, which is good. Ethan Green's been playing really well. Owen Corliss. Austin DeRosso's been playing really well. So as long as they can get the second time around, I think they play Deckerville at home and Peck at home.
Yeah.
The only real big road test for them, no disrespect to anybody else, but is that Dryden game.
Yeah. They'll host Armada this week, some competition, non-league. North Huron, like I said, next week, Mayville. At Dryden's on February 14th. They'll have Peck again, but that'll be on their home court, Kingston hosting Peck on February 17th. They have Carroll on their schedule.
Yeah.
Deckerville
quadruple
at
header.
Kingston, yeah. So, yeah. And then they'll have Ubley.
That'll be a great night of basketball.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boys and girls, yeah.
Yeah.
Heck of a job for the Kingston Cardinals. And just a couple losses to Brown City and Burton Bendel. And those are really good teams.
Yeah, at this point now. Didn't they lead Brown City late in that game or into the fourth or something?
I think.
Or am I thinking the wrong game?
I think that was a
game. Oh, that was the Carroll game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, Brown City was up big against Kingston, and then Kingston came back and almost won it. I can't remember.
Yeah, now
exactly,
if you're Deckerville, you got to get back right into this race. Peck themselves are 3-2. They lost to Dryden.
Yeah, that one was a tough one. You know, you take the loss to Kingston, then you got to get right back at it against Dryden.
Back-to-back losses, too. So,
yeah, but, I mean, Dryden's a sneaky good team. I mean, they pushed Brown City to the limits twice at the beginning of the season. They always have great guards. Coach Del Campo's still up there. So, you know, it's tough for Peck, but it's not a terrible loss. But, yeah, now you're going to need a little bit of help. If you're Peck.
And listen to this. They beat Dryden last week. No, they lost to Dryden 48-56. They were able to bounce back against Carson Port Sandlack put up 42 points. Peck had a trouble with them, 51-42. Peck got the win, but you know, scoring suddenly lit up here for Carsonville now.
Well, from what I could gather, Peck was a little bit shorthanded on Friday. But CPS has been playing pretty good lately. I mean, they picked up their first league win against Owen Gage earlier in the week. Pretty convincing win against Owen Gage, actually. But yeah, the Peck CPS game, CPS was up one after the first quarter. Peck went on a huge run in the second quarter to take the lead. And then in the second half, Peck outscored CPS by just 2 points. So, wow. Yeah. I mean, that's a great showing for CPS. You know, it's a good job by Peck, you know, getting the job done, you know, even though you were a little bit shorthanded. Yeah. Dalton Senf had a great game, 26 points. He's been very good this year. He's averaging 16
every game,
points
every
game.
Yeah. Every game, so.
Yeah, he's a great three-point
He's leading
shooter.
The team. He's
yeah.
leading this team,
yep.
so.
Yep, him and Babcock. I think Babcock was out. Yeah. Maybe a couple of other players, but yeah, you know, that's a nice win for Peck and a good showing by CPS.
So they'll have Owen Gage and Bay City All Saints non-league games for Peck this week.
Correct.
And then they'll
All Saints, that's a 10-6 All Saints team.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's, you know, that's not a gimme.
And then they'll be at Bad Axe for that Saturday game. So whew, gonna be tough for Peck, but they can get back in this if they beat Dryden. If they beat Deckerville and they beat Kingston, they're right back in it.
Yeah.
So they just got to win those games.
Yeah.
They're back in it. So it's going to be tough.
Yeah, you just got to win all those games. No big deal, yeah.
Deckerville, they can help themselves, too. If they win out, they got to beat Peck and Dryden and Kingston themselves also.
Yeah.
So the same thing for Peck and Deckerville. They just got to do exactly that.
And for Deckerville, they went 0-3 the first time around in those matchups.
Yeah.
You know, a tough loss to Peck in overtime. You know, that one could have gone either way. I don't know that Kingston and Dryden were all that close, but
for girls,
for boys? Yeah.
No.
But I mean, Deckerville's a team. You know, Scott, you saw them on Monday against Mayville last week.
Yep.
The talent's there.
Yeah.
They got the size. They got the
two bigs that can play.
Yeah. And you know, once they get it all together.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be a dangerous Deckerville team. And, you know, they had a great week last week, too. They beat Mayville on Monday and then Akron Fairgrove on Thursday or Friday.
Friday,
yep. Yeah.
And speaking of Akron Fairgrove, 4-0.
Yeah.
6-6 overall. 4-1 is the All Saints. 10-6 overall. All Saints loss.
Akron Fairgrove.
Was to Akron Fairgrove, yeah. I believe, and that wasn't too long ago, I think, mid-January. That was a 48-72 loss to Akron Fairgrove.
Yeah.
What are they doing over there? Are they just raining down threes or something?
That's what they do. And, you know, Mike actually sent me the box score today for the Deckerville game, and we were kind of talking about it, and Isaac Squires had 12 points in the fourth quarter for him, and that was all he scored in that game. But, I mean, that's 12 points in a quarter is amazing. I mean, you know, it's not Gaden Muxlow, but it's still awesome to see. And, you know, if he can get more points on the board, he's a huge piece of that. Gatlin Guild, he had 23 points in that game. So he's scored over 20 points the last couple games. So he's coming on. If you can get Isaac Squires in there, Wyatt Erdody, they have talent over there to make some noise. I'm not saying they're, you know, they're going to rock the world, but they definitely have talent to continue playing some good basketball down the stretch.
They're playing Stars Division teams, North Huron and Dryden this week.
Yep.
So that's a tough one up. Just before that second meeting against the Bay City All Saints on February 10th, basically that is your league title game. In third place, Caseville 2-2, CPS is 1-3, 0-5 is Owen Gage also. But All Saints 4-1, the All Saints this week, they have Peck and Carsonville Port Sandlack. Now you know you can't look past Carsonville Port Sandlack at this point. If they're playing that, if they play that good against Peck, they can beat this All Saints team if they play well against a little bit of a shorthanded Peck team, but still a shorthanded Peck team is still a good team.
Yeah, absolutely.
This year's team, yeah.
And just real quick before we get too far away from Akron Fairgrove, the thing that stood out to me with the box score, the Vikings had 26 going into the fourth quarter. For the whole game, they had 26 points, and then they scored 26 points in the fourth quarter. So when they can turn it on, they can play well. I'm interested to see how the rematch goes with All Saints, and now you can't count out CPS. So Stripe should be an interesting race going forward.
Well, Deckerville's feeling their lumps, and they have CPS tomorrow, so look out.
Yeah, who do they have? Is that their
CPS
only game this
and
week?
Deckerville? I think, according to this schedule, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. So, yeah. But then CPS has their crack at the All Saints in a couple weeks also, and then at Caseville. They love to avenge. Well, they got the win over Caseville, I do believe, yeah. But, you know,
they
Caseville
did. So it was weird. They played Caseville twice in 1 week,
and
one of them counted, and that's the one that they lost, right. And the one that didn't count, they won.
They won.
So yeah, that kind of
played them twice in 1 week.
Yeah, that was kind of you kind of want to flip flop that, but you know they'll pick up the win the next time around maybe.
All right, coming up, North Central Thumb League girls. We'll talk about that, and we are going in overtime. I want to race these guys over to that game in Sandusky hosting Carroll girls basketball tonight, also in Sandusky. So check that out. And some other tidbits in wrestling. Or bowling, if you have any info on that, in hockey.
We got lots of wrestling to talk about, honestly.
We'll be right back.
Keep your radio locked right here on the Thumbs Information Station, 660 WMIC AM Sandusky and 95.3 FM, W237 EQ Sandusky.
All right, welcome back to Sportsline Radio in overtime, North Central Thumb League girls basketball. It's Kingston.
Yeah.
And everybody else still undefeated. Big game for them tomorrow at Saginaw Swan Valley. You're excited about this game, Scotty B.
Yeah, I've had these two dates, Monday and Tuesday, circled in my calendar for the last couple weeks. Carroll Sandusky, obviously, tonight. Swan Valley, Kingston tomorrow. And then you can even add now Wednesday, Bad Axe and Cass City Boys. Yeah, so three back-to-back-to-back nights. And it'll be a big matchup for Kingston. Division II Swan Valley, I think they only lost by like five to Frankenmuth, who's on a level of their own right now after losing the opening game of the season to Lake Fenton, who is an amazing squad this year. So it'll be a test and then some for Kingston.
Yeah, Swan Valley's losses at Bay City Western, at Frankenmuth, and at Freeland. Those are their only losses at this point. So
pretty
it'll be a test for Kingston and watch them win by 35 tomorrow.
Okay. Dryden in second place, one loss, and that was Kingston in league play. Dryden, they beat All Saints, they beat Peck, league game, and they beat Deckerville the last couple weeks.
That was a big win for Dryden because, now Deckerville falls two games behind Kingston. You want to be in that situation where, you know, you can at least tell yourself, hey, if we beat Kingston, you know, we can get a share of this thing. Now you're in the situation where, okay, we need to beat Kingston, and then we need somebody else to beat Kingston, and that's just not going to happen. Yeah. So if you're Dryden, you know, you still got the rematch with Kingston, and, I doubt it was a close game the first time
around.
No, it
wasn't. 18 points only against 66 to Kingston's.
You can still tell yourself, hey, you know, we get another shot at them, you know, we can get a share of the title. Kingston, I mean, they're just so far and away.
I think I said something like it's been seven straight games that they've allowed or they've held their opponents to 20 and below, and Kroslex was the one that scored 20 a couple, I don't know, weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they've just been
Class B school,
and their defense has been stepping up in a big way.
Yeah, the Croswell, they allowed 20 points, as you said.
Yeah.
And then 18 points they allowed Dryden, 8 points Mayville, 17 points Peck, North Huron 17 also, and Nouvelle held to 19 points.
Yeah.
Last week for their wins over last week over North Huron and Saginaw Nouvelle for Kingston.
See, if you look at the Kingston schedule, it'll be interesting because they've already knocked off Cass City.
Mm-hmm.
They play Carroll in a couple weeks, and then they also play Bad Axe in a couple weeks too. So they can knock off the three top teams in the Greater Thumb West.
That's the nice thing about the the All Thumb Team of the Year this year for the girls' side of things. They're all playing each other.
Yeah,
because North Branch plays
they
Carroll,
play in Cass City.
In Cass City, so hopefully it'll be decided for us. We won't have to.
We don't get that Kingston-Sandusky matchup unless they play each other in the playoffs, right?
They won't. Division Four and Division Three. Although I found out the other night, that Kingston and Sandusky actually scrimmaged over the holidays.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
But Coach Green wouldn't tell me how it turned out.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But the Kingston will go up to Bad Axe, so that'll be a big matchup for them.
So Kingston, Deckerville is at Ubley tonight, rematch from the districts last week.
Yeah.
Last year that Ubley won. Then they have Mayville this week. They'll have Peck coming up, North Huron, Dryden. They can get back at it. So they'll end the season at Dryden and at Kingston. Deckerville can get back in this, but it's going to be very tough. They got two losses right now in league play.
I'm interested to see what happens tonight against Ubley because, that was the district final last year. That was a game Deckerville, you know, they feel like they should have won that game. And now, you know, I don't want to say that the league title's out of reach, but pretty much is at this point for Deckerville.
It's tough.
With not taking anything away from Deckerville, but just right. giving credit to Kingston. So if you're Deckerville, okay, it's time to shift our focus to the postseason.
Right.
You know, they could still make it to a district final, and, you know, they could win a district championship, which that's, you yeah. know, that's just as big as, or if not bigger than a league title, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's obviously the bigger picture, the bigger mm-hmm. prize mm-hmm. is getting that district title. It would be huge for Deckerville.
All right. And in the North Central Stripes division is Bay City All Saints 5-0, 10-6 overall. Carsonville Port Sanic 2-1, 2-3 is Owen Gage, Caseville 1-3, 0-3. All Saints this week they have Mayville and Owen Gage. They'll have a game against CPS in a couple weeks. They won. Actually, they lost to CPS. No, that was Caseville. No,
yeah.
Yeah. CPS themselves, I think they have a game tonight. Kimball Landmark Academy. Mm-hmm. They'll have All Saints in a couple weeks also at All Saints. And I do believe that earlier in the season, they lost 23-42. All Saints pretty much has control right now if they can win out.
At this point, you know, not to take anything away from the other teams in the Stripes, but yeah. I think CPS is the only thing that's standing in the way of All Saints winning the title. But I also expect CPS to give them a battle the next time yeah. around. You know, it was the same thing last year.
Just one loss, split. And that was to All Saints in league play.
Yeah, so I mean, they still control their own destiny. And, you know, I actually saw CPS last Thursday at Peck. And, you know, I saw CPS at the very beginning of the season. They played Dryden, and they had six girls on the team, which is... That's tough.
Yeah.
And they don't have a JV team.
Right.
And, you know, I got to the game on Thursday. There's 12 girls on the bench or on the roster, you know, warming
for Carson
up.
Or Port Sanic.
They got 6 8th graders on the team.
Wow.
And, you know, they didn't look like 8th graders when they were out
really?
There. Yeah. I mean, they, you know, it's a tough situation to put those kids into, but I mean, it doesn't seem, you know, it's working. You know, they before the Peck game, they had won 3 of their last 4 games, I believe. And, you know, that's with those younger kids being, you know, big contributors. So, especially in the long run, that varsity experience is going to be so valuable for those players.
Could see some pretty good future come next year alone if they bring up all freshmen as starters.
That'll be the whole team, yeah.
All right, that is basketball. Getting ready here, folks, for coverage of our wrestling coverage. You got some tidbits here for us, right?
I think we'd like to talk a little bit of wrestling. We got the Greater Thumb Conference championship meet this weekend.
Brock Lesnar, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So what do
I thought that was the Alan Parsons project.
Brock Lesnar, came in and cleaned house and got eliminated.
They got eliminated. Okay. Yes, he did.
All right. So what do we got for wrestling?
Yeah. So last week, Greater Thumb Conference regular season wrapped up. Brown City finishes with one loss in conference play against KPAC. KPAC finishes with one conference loss against Cass City. Cass City finishes with one conference loss against Brown City. So the conference champion will be decided this Saturday at Vassar. And I really don't know. They've all beat each other, so I really have no idea what to expect. I think Brown City will end up with the most first place finishes, but I don't exactly know how the scoring works for that. Like, because I believe you get points for second, third, fourth. So I don't know. I have no idea what to expect.
Neither do I.
Will you be covering that also?
Yeah, I plan on being over there for that. Real quick, a shout out to Hunter Turnbull of Cass City on getting his 100th victory over the weekend.
So I don't want to be a story topper here. I don't want to one-up you or anything.
Okay.
So Brown City, they're 29-3 overall this season. They had the one loss to KPAC, they lost to Millington, and they lost to Brandon. And they have just a loaded senior class. David Eagle, 36-3. Justin Kleinsmith, 35-3. Easton Jagger, 34-5. Wynn Blake, 32-1. Hunter Ostrander, 32-7. And Kyle Afford, not Alex Afford, 25-3. Those seniors have combined for a 194-22 record.
Wow.
And that group of seniors, they've been with the program for 4 seasons. Over their 4 seasons, that group of seniors has combined for a 574-190 record.
It's ridiculous.
So Wynn Blake earlier this season, he joined the 100 win club. He's currently at 118. David Eagles at 98 wins. Justin Kleinsmith at 99. Easton Jaggers at 89. And Hunter Ostrander is at 89.
So they've already broken Al DeMont's wrestling career.
They actually
win record.
Haven't. No, they haven't.
No, they haven't.
574. No, like, they got
his wrestling career.
Oh well, yeah, whatever that was. Yeah,
if he wrestled.
Yeah, yeah. So Brown City, they're having a great season. They've also got a few freshmen that have been stepping up. They got a transfer from Elmont, Maria Stanton. She's 24-4 right now. She's on the verge of getting 100 wins. This is Jim Blake's last season as the head coach at Brown
really?
City.
Oh.
He's been there
a long time.
He's been there since the very beginning. Brown City, they started their wrestling program in 1990. He was hired as head coach, and he's been there ever since. Wynn is his son. He's a senior, and he's seeing him out. And, I mean, what a season to go out on.
Yeah.
I mean, 29-3, you have a chance at the conference championship. You know, districts. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out on Saturday, though. Because even when they beat Cass City, it was by one match.
Yeah.
But when they lost to K-Pac, it was by one match. And, I mean, it's – I don't know. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun day of wrestling.
Anything else you want to add, wrestling-wise, or do you just pretty much cover it all for you?
No, I think that's – it's kind of my only highlight. Yeah.
7-8-1 is Sandusky Thumier Liga ice hockey team. They had 3 straight losses, though.
Tough stretch, though. We talked about it last week. The one Capital City Capitals. they had that's also a co-op, like in the East Lansing area.
Yeah.
Their combined enrollment was like almost 5,000. So
wow.
Then this past weekend,
New Boston Huron.
Yeah,
3-5 loss.
Yep, that one was a tough one. New Boston Huron, I was looking. They have...
Co-op, too, I think. Yeah.
I wish I could remember the kid's name, but he has 67 points this year.
Ooh.
He's second in the state in points, and he's fifth in the state in goals. He has, like, 37 goals or something.
Wow.
So that was a tough, you know, tough matchup for them. And then who did they play Friday?
They lost to Plymouth 5-6.
Okay.
Their game against Marysville on Wednesday was canceled due to the winter storm.
Yeah,
down
and
in
I don't think that one's going to be rescheduled.
Yeah.
But
this
the game on Friday, they were outshot 50-12, and it was a one goal game.
So they lost that 5-6.
But they'll be. They'll be at McMorrin this week, I believe, on Thursday. So I'm looking forward to going down there. It's a very, very cool place to cover a hockey game.
Yeah. So they are, I don't see that on here. So they obviously have that under their full schedule on the list. Sometimes some of these MHSA games are not on here. So they're at Madison Heights Bishop Foley.
Yes, yep. They've had a lot of road games recently. That's why I was kind of bummed that the Marysville game got canceled, because
I
haven't
Saturday
seen them in
game.
A long time. Yeah.
That will be a Saturday game for them.
Okay.
On
Madison
that aspect,
Heights,
so.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that is going to wrap things up here on Sportsline Monday, Mike Gallagher's Sportsline Radio Show.
Scott Bowlesby, Sportsline Radio Show.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. Say hello there,
Scott.
I appreciate it. Yeah,
appreciate
getting
it.
Your perspective and have you in the studio. Welcome anytime, by the way. So, yeah.
We got an open door policy here today.
Thumb Chugger Sports covering the girls basketball game, or you can head out there if you're in Sandusky. Carol at Sandusky girls basketball, huge matchup. Thumb Chugger Sports covering that one, and Jonathan says, I have a headset getting cold for the first one here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Starts in like 3 minutes, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's 7:20. Oh, he says they're moving along? Okay.
5 minutes.
Game went
7:15,
fast.
He said. There's 8 minutes left, so.
All right, you guys move along. Thank you for stopping by. That wraps up Sportsline here on WMIC AM 660 and 95.